Q94, your Mountain of Rock Coaches Show continues as we head on into Panther Country to Mountain Grove. Talk with head coach of the Mountain Grove Panthers, Brandon Rogers. How are we doing, Coach?
Doing good, Gary. How are you?
Fantastic. Better weather, that's for sure.
Oh, it's been nice this week. It's been nice practice weather, and should be good for game tonight.
Absolutely. Feels more like football weather. But last Friday night, you took on the Kabul Bulldogs. That was kind of a tight game. Take us through that.
Yeah, it was a tight game. I thought Kabul came out and had a good scheme, and we turned the ball over, and they gathered an onside kick in the first half that, kind of kept the ball away from us. I'm not sure we had the ball more than 5 minutes in the first half. So, and they were able to, move down the field running the ball, and they just did a good job. And luckily we came out in the second half and played a little better and caught a couple breaks.
Well, I say it all the time when I'm doing ball games that it's such a game of adjustments, and a lot of how the outcome of a game will go is those adjustments made at halftime. And sometimes it's just nothing more than refocusing, recommitting to the game plan, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's 90% of the time that's what it is, because, you just got to be focused each play. And, I think we didn't show up with the right mentality, and, it showed in the first half, but, you got to credit Kabul because they did a good job.
Well, the other coaches I've had on this morning, kind of this morning's theme has been penalties killing momentum, killing drives. And I think you can you could probably add to that, couldn't you?
Yes. I mean, it's hard to overcome when it's, third down and 20. There's not many plays in the playbook for that.
Yeah. And just the momentum, you get a turnover or you get a good kick return, and then boom, holding, offsides. It just takes the air out of your sails.
It does. And, it makes it difficult. It puts everybody in a bind, and, you have to kind of get out of your game plan when that happens.
Well, tonight you are on the road, and you're going to be traveling to the Nest to take on the Liberty Eagles. Coach Kanagi, he's off to a pretty good run here so far.
Yeah, they've done a great job. They've played very well from what film I've watched on them. And, it's going to be a tough challenge tonight, and hopefully we can come down there and have our best ball game.
Well, other coaches I've talked to that has, been preparing to play Liberty, they talk about the defense. Does Liberty's defense stand out to you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they haven't gave up much this year, and, they're athletic and they're fast. Probably not as big as they have been in the past, but they're still good size, and, they just play well together. Brock has a good scheme, and we're just going to, we're going to have to do things right to move the ball.
Well, and where you and your Panthers are at, there you can still accomplish everything that, you set out to accomplish. The goals can all be met. But a game like this, with the district, which you could call District SCA, but this is a big game for many reasons, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It has a lot to do with the conference and district standings, like you said. But more than anything, it's Mountain Grove and Liberty, and I don't think it would matter if we were both 0-5. It would be a big game.
Yeah. I mean, there's been, probably the last, 15, 20 years, there has been some really epic battles between the two squads.
Yeah, it's been a fun game, and in this game you just got to come down there, you got to be focused, and you got to play good.
Yep, it is. It's going to be a fun game, and of course we'll have the game over on the Fox 96.9. Anybody out there you want to give a shout out to? It's a big job coaching a high school football team and being AD, everything that you have to keep up with, and Mountain Grove is always really good to step up and help feed the boys and make sure that needs are met. Is there anyone out there you'd like to give a shout out to?
Yeah, I'd like to shout out to Missy Glenn and Valley Horning. They just do a lot for me, keep stuff off my plate with getting the team fed, and they kind of take care of all that, so that's a big help.
Hey, Coach Brandon Rogers, everyone, head coach of the Mount Grove Panthers. Thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight, and we'll chat with you next Friday.
All right. Thank you.